Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are looking at Chapter 5, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yudalad, Paragraph 14, talking about those people who go to the Beis Medrash, different types of Midos, different types of traits, and how people learn in the Beis Medrash. So, Arba Midos Beholchei Beis Medrash. There are four types among those who go to the house of study. Holech Ve'eno Oseh. The first type of person is one who goes but does not study. So, this kind of a person, does he get anything? Yes, he does. Sechar Halicha Biyado. He has the merit for going. He gets the reward just for going to the Beis Medrash, even if he doesn't learn a single thing. He doesn't do anything. He's just sitting there. He gets the reward for going to the Beis Medrash. And maybe it's the fact that he's listening to the sounds around him. Maybe he's able to be like a spog. We'll talk about another Mishnah, that sponge who's absorbing the information just by being there. He gets the reward just for going. Sechar halicha beyado. It's the idea of you want to do a mitzvah, you want to do a good deed, but somehow it goes out of your hand. Someone else got to it first. Sechar halicha beyado. You want to cook for someone, but someone else got there first. You want to give someone something, they need a stroller, they need a pan, they need a pot, and you say you'll go at 5 p.m., but someone beat you at 4 p.m., schar halicha biyado, because holech ve'ina osa, you wanted to go, you tried to go, this is my own interpretation, you wanted to go, but you weren't able to do, schar halicha biyado, you had intent, you had in mind to go. What about you wanted to visit a sick person, but you yourself got sick? Hashem knows. Schar halicha biyado. Hashem gives you reward for intent, for even trying to go, thinking about going. I wanted to make a shiva call. I wanted to go visit the sick. I wanted to go deliver a food package, but something came up. Something was in the way. Schar halicha biyado. The reward in your hand for going is there. What about someone who's an osev in holach? What about someone who studies at home but does not attend the house of study? Ah, schar maaseh biyado. This person has the reward for accomplishment, the reward for doing. He accomplished something in his house, in his own private Beis Medrash. He gets the reward for studying, but not for going, because he didn't go to the Beis Medrash. It reminds me of all those months after I passed the boards. I went to OT school, occupational therapy school. I'm an OT by nature and OT by trade. So there were like 6 months between taking the boards and passing, and between the Board of Ed, I work for the city, between them placing me and me starting to work from when I graduated. So what did I do for those 6 months? My wife was working. We didn't have kids yet. I had the tolel. I had the tani kolel in our apartment in Brooklyn. I did a little learning every day, some daf yomi, a little bit of shtai mikra, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I wasn't able to make it to the Beis Medrash because, you know, taking care of stuff around the house, and while the wife was at work for a little bit, but I had the tolel. So schar maaseh biyado. This person, if you're learning at home, you can't make it to the Beis Medrash, you get the reward for accomplishment. What about a holech va'oseh? This is the best type of learner, the best trait to have when coming to learning. This person is someone who goes to the study hall and he studies. What type of person of this is a chassid? Higher than a tzaddik. He is a chassid, a pious person. That is the best type of quality to have. Someone who goes and studies in the hall. That's awesome. Going to the Beis Medrash and learning in the Beis Medrash, the highest level. What about the last level? Lo holach v'lo oseh. He doesn't go and he doesn't learn. He doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't study. Even at home. This is a rasha. This is a wicked person. So oftentimes, we want to go and do stuff, but someone got to it first. You got the schar halicha biyado. Oftentimes, we're not able to go, but we try to help from home. You got the schar maaseh biyado. I'm not able to make the call. I'm not able to visit the person in person to make a shiva call. I'm not able to visit the sick person in person, but I call them. I video chat them. I don't get the schar halicha, but maybe I'll get the schar maaseh. Not able to make it on Purim, on Hanukkah, on Pesach, to people around the world, but I send them gifts, I call them, schar maaseh biyado, I got something done, something accomplished. I can't go to them, I can't walk to them, but I can get something accomplished. The best is really to go and to do. If you can't go, but you could do, you get the reward for doing. You can't do, but you could go, you get the reward for going. But it's good to have intention, and it's good to have implementation. It's best to have both things. The Sforno points out the Tana teaches that by going to the house of study one gains merits, for he honors the Torah and the one who gave it, by exerting himself to go and seek it out in the meaning place. By going and doing, by learning and participating in Torah study there with his companions, he also performs a kindness by increasing his wisdom, as well as theirs, as our sages teach us. From my companions more so than from my teachers did I learn, from Gemara Tana 7. Therefore he is called Chassid, a pious individual, while the converse is called a Rasha, wicked. So we should do what we can in our lives to be a Schar Halicha and a Schar Maaseh, to be someone that goes and does to get the reward for both. If you can't make it, at least try. Have the intent. If you can't make it in person, at least try. If you go, but you're not able to accomplish, at least you have the Schar Halicha Beyado. And if you're not able to go, but you're able to do from your home, from your office, to take care and help out others, at least you have the Schar Maaseh Beyado. But at least try to Holech. At least try to be Maaseh. At least try to go. At least try to do what you can to help out those around you. You can go and deliver this and that. Maybe send a package. Maybe send some money. Maybe send something to different people. What can you do to be a Maaseh and Halicha? The best is to be a Holech Va'osa, to be someone who's going and doing. If we could be more of a Holech, more of an Osa in our lives, the whole world would be better. The whole world would be much brighter, and the whole world would be a more peaceable place, and we should be Zocha to be a Holech and an Osa, but at least to try to be a Holech, at least to try to be an Osa, doing Maasot in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Join us next time as we talk the four types of people who learn from the sages, different types of students who sit among the sages here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.